Nisham Alechem sweetest friends, this year should be a special course for Mari Ros Chiyichu. We Nishmas, Moas Estevos Shmuel. And Schus, Moshevesh Demait Moshe Mordechai, Moshevesh Ben Esther, Rami Tzuk Ben Esther, Mochavat Slach Ochoma Seyedeyem. And every time we learn a tshuva of Ratzvi Pesach Frank, it gives me Mari Dikahana. I hope to others as well. Simon and Dalit in the Har Tzvi says as follows: Tzul Simon Kuf Chof Im Tov LeHiskir Yalav Yav Rosh Chodesh Hispal B'Shabbos Tzul Shulcho Yishom Yishom Tzal Av Tzbeiz Yishom Yishin Tzorch L'Stei Tzvek Yispal Av Shtaim Hashni Anedova. If somebody made a mistake and doesn't mention Yalav Yav on Rosh Chodesh, or he davens on Shabbos at Tfilah weekday, some say he davens Marav twice, and some say he doesn't need to. And to be yotzei day sfeika, yispala arvish shtayim ashnei nedav. And therefore, to be yotzei day sfeik, you daven marav twice. The first time is the chiyuch chayva, and the second time is in a dove. So if in your mincha you missed yalav v'yavo and rish chodesh, and now you want to know if you daven daven marav twice, so it's a sfeik. Some say you daven marav twice, some say you don't. And therefore, to be yotzei day sofek, you daven ma'ariv twice, and the second one's in a dove. It's yisod ha'machlokes is v'spal v'shochach lo miyalav yavo v'rosh chodesh. You have a klois balakas pshat that you didn't daven at all when you missed yalav yavo, and therefore you're not yotzei day chobes tefila, or yotzei day chobes tefila. You're just lacking the hazkara of the me'ena ma'oira of yalav yavo. The yesh oimrim in the tour holds that yedei chobes tefila yotzei el shochasu loy hazkoras. Yalav yavo, that you yotzei day chobes tefila, you're just lacking the haskara of yalav yavo, and therefore, if you remember at night, you don't have to daven again. You don't have to daven twice because you're not going to gain anything. Because even if you daven a second time, you're not going to be saying yalav yavo, and you're already yotzei shmoneh esrei the first time. The first day in the Torah that says they have to repeat shmoneh esrei holds that if you didn't mention yalav yavo in mincha, Rosh Chodesh, it's like you didn't daven at all, and therefore you weren't yotzei day chobes tefila. Therefore, Yemachuyev to daven Ma'ariv twice. V'dvarim elu mevo'arim b'tur b'simin resh tzadi beis. L'ni tov espal yudches brachos for his kashel Shabbos. The guy davens 18 brachos. He doesn't mention Shabbos. Katzul yach bishle etzav b'isa tefila v'ilin iskav meboyyem. Yitzchok l'espal zayin brachos. Even though he wasn't yotzei with that tefillin, if he would daven by day, if you remember by day, you would have to daven again. But seven brachos of Shabbos. Afilu achal espal b'motzi Shabbos time. You shouldn't daven motzi Shabbos to tefillas. Why came Shkayel Spal? Yud Ches Brachos. He already davened the 18 Brachos. As Mao Yarviach, if he davened Nacham on Motzei Shabbos, he's going to be saying Nacham all 18 times, 18 Brachos. So what is he gaining by davening again on Motzei Shabbos? Bechach mi provinza hayu oimrim kevin shelo yotzei dechevetz v'choyvatz v'yitzu tefila habikilu lo yispal v'tzorich v'yispalil shtayim lo erev. Since he wasn't yotzei dechevatz on that first tefila, it's like he didn't daven at all. He has to daven twice. So, what do you see from here? You see the same vort that when you daven a weekday davening on Shabbos, is it pshat that you missed mentioning Shabbos, but the davening is a davening, or pshat is you didn't daven? If pshat is that you didn't daven, then you have to daven Ma'ariv twice. If pshat is that you daven, but you just didn't mention Shabbos, then you're not going to daven Ma'ariv twice, because mazei azolecha, when you daven Motzei Shabbos, you're also not going to be mentioning Shabbos. But if you didn't daven at all, then davening twice on Motzei Shabbos makes sense. And that's Taka the Machlokes. The Chachmei Provincia hold that you're in Yotzei at all, and therefore you have to daven Tzvaimol, once a Shabbos, you have to daven twice. And the first opinion holds that you don't have to. Same word by Alav Yavo, same word by davening Shalchol the Shabbos. The Shaila here is that the Hagoyin of Hirsch Pesach Frank was asked, if somebody made a mistake, B'Sheilas G'shamim Ba'amidu, B'Alav Yavo B'Chazorah, Yechoizel M'Spalu B'Shlishis. Notice like this. The first time he davens, he doesn't ask for rain. He doesn't say B'Saint Talamot El Bracha. Second time he davens, he asks for rain, but he doesn't say Alav Yavo. Should he daven a third time? That's the Shaila. So he writes, "B'misha espalav b'mishchoidish kislev hizkar yalav yovishochlem asal tantalamoto ובשחוזו וספלו שניס, הזכיר תעלו מוטו, אבל שוכר לא מיאלו ביובוי. ויש דמול, he says, יאלו ביובוי, he doesn't say, וסיין תעלו מוטו. וצווי דמול, he says, וסיין תעלו מוטו לברוכו, he doesn't say, יאלו ביובוי. So, ווס כאן היתין, מה יהודי יעשה? ואמרתי שזה תלוי בשתי שיטות אלו, does he have to daven a third time? So, it's tolerating in these two shittas. If you hold that you yotze day chobis tefillah, you lack the haskara, so you don't have to daven a third time. Because the first time he davened, he mentioned Yalav Yavo. And if you didn't mention the Saint Talamata, you're just lacking the Haskar. The second time you davened, you have the Haskar of the Saint Talamata. So you got your Yalav Yavo, you got your Saint Talamata, and the Tefillah is a Tefillah. Gevaldik. And if you hold that, like the first day that it's Kiyu, he didn't daven at all, you have to daven a third time. Because the first time you didn't daven, when the guy missed Yalav Yavo, When he mentioned Yalav Yavo, he didn't say the Saint Talamotar. That's not called davening. When he mentioned Saint Talamotar, he didn't say Yalav Yavo, that's not called davening. Missing the Haskar is missing davening. So Mele didn't daven the first two times, he has to daven a third time. So it's totally in this Machlokes. So what was the Hayro, the Psak of the great Rov of Yerushalayim, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, L'chein hoy reisi shekatei lotzis yidei tzveiko, Yespalil shlishis b'teiras nidova. In order to be yotze, yidei choiva, yidei sveika, he should daven a third time b'torat nidava, as a nidova. B'shamati b'shem agoyin Reb Chaim Halevi Zatzal. I heard in the name of the great Rov of Brisk, Reb Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik. Somebody daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, so here it has psakis that say b'toch sofek to daven a third time b'teiras nidova. So Reb Chaim says somebody davened the Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't mention Yalav Yavo. Shit palel Mincha Erev Shabbat v'shachach v'lo eskir talo matal. So he davened the Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't mention v'sein talo matar, and then he remembers on Lil Shabbos. So there, everybody agrees that he has to daven Ma'ariv twice, even though on Ma'ariv and Lil Shabbos, Benko he's not going to mention tein talo matar lebracha. Nevertheless, he has to daven twice. He's mechalik between Askolos Yalav Yavo, which isn't Bechlal Matbeya HaBrocho, and Askolos Tal Umoto, which is Mi Matbeya HaBrocho. B'chol Shlo Hiskil Tal Umoto, Habe Kimishana Matbeya HaBrocho, L'Divrei HaKol Kilo Espa L'Kla. So Reb Chaim Halevi holds that there's a chiluk, the davar mefursam, shesh chiluk between Yalav Yavo and the Saint Tal Umoto L'Vrocho. Yalav Yavo is a Haskoro. It's not included in the Matbeha Bracha. It's not included in the official liturgy. It's just an addition, an additional prayer. And as Talam Motar, it's part and parcel of the liturgy. And therefore, if you missed it in Mincha, even though Ma'ariv, you're not going to be able to say it. Doesn't matter. You have to have Ma'ariv twice. Because we consider it as if you did not, the person did not daven Mincha. Gevaldik. Ulam nirali. Yimas koras yalav yenem b'chal Matbeha Bracha. So he... Frank says, I don't know about that. If Haskar Siyala V'yavo isn't included in the Matbeha Barucha, so certainly Talo Matar is not included in the Matbeha Barucha, because Haskar Siyala V'yavo is in Ritzei. And if you start Modim, then you go back to Ritzei. Whereas Linyan Haskar Talo Matar, we pass in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud Zayin Hey, that if you're in Shail Talo Matar, and you remember before Shemea Tfila, Ein Machzir Anayse B'shol Shemea Tfila. So when it comes to Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. And when it comes to the Saint Talamotar, don't worry about it. Just say it in Shemea Tefillah. So if Talamotar is part of the Matbeah Bracha, if Yalav Yavo isn't included in the Matbeah Bracha, then certainly Talamotar isn't, because in Yalav Yavo, you have to go back and say it if you skipped it. If you're in Moedim, you have to go back to it, say Mashen Kin, the Saint Talamotar, you can just say in Shemea Tefillah. וגם מדברי המגן אברהם, ברוך רשב לנין אסכור אז תל המוטר, גם באבס לא יסכר תל המוטר, כאן שנזכר בדל שבס שטוב לא יסכר תל המוטר במנחה ערב שבס, לדר ראשונה שבטור אין צורך לאחזור לספר עליו ושתיים, מגן אברהם also hold, קוף חוף, סיף קוטן תזיין, that לעניין אסכור אז תל המוטר, if also by מייריב, you don't mention the rain, if by מייריב, you don't mention the rain, for example, by Ma'ariv, you remembered on Friday night that you made a mistake by Mincha and you didn't say Saint Talamator and Mincha and Erev Shabbos, you remember this on Lel Shabbos, according to the first opinion of the Torah, you don't have to go back and daven again Ma'ariv twice, because he writes Al Divrei HaMechaber Tov Mincha Shel Shabbos V'Spal Shmon Esrei Lo'Hizkir Shel Shabbos Ma'al Motzei Shabbos Shtayim Ve'Ein Omar Avdu B'Shniyah V'Yispal Lo'Yisa B'Toyas Nedova V'Hu Adin Im Lo'Hizkir Yalav Yavu B'Mincha Mishum De'Yishoyim Dein Tzorach L'Spal L'Shenis. That the Torah says as follows, that if a person made a mistake at Mincha on Shabbos, and he davens Shemoneh Esrei and he doesn't mention Shabbos, he davens on Motzei Shabbos twice, and he doesn't make Havdalah in the second tefillah, because only the first tefillah is for Ma'ariv, and they make Havdalah, the second tefillah they don't make Havdalah, and you daven it as a nidava. You daven the second tefillah als nidava. So also, if you didn't say yalav yavu in mincha, also you daven twice. Because some say that you don't have to daven twice, and therefore the second tefillah should be in Adava, because again, at night, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavo, and you're not going to be saying Shav in the case where you missed Menchal Shabbos, you didn't say the Tefillah of Shabbos, and what's the Shabbos? You're also not going to be saying a Shabbos to get Tefillah. So therefore, the second Tefillah should be done in Adava. And this is the Magen Avraham writes, V'nir lead, in Belayla, Gamken, Rosh Chodesh, L'kuli Amisma, let's say you missed Yalav Yavo and Mincha, but at night, it's Nachama Rosh Chodesh, then you should daven again. Because you're going to gain the Yalav Yavu with the Yom Tov Sheni. And the same thing on the Yom Tov Sheni. But what then? Also, you're going to gain the Yalav Yavu. What then? Im Shochach V'Sein Tal U'Matar. On the Yom Tov Sheni. And what then? Im Shoch V'Sein Tal U'Matar. And the same thing applies if you forgot V'Sein Tal U'Matar. So it's Mukhav in the Magen Avram. You have to daven Ma'ariv twice. Why? Because then you're going to be Marvich and you're Tashlim and you're going to say Saint Talamotar. And if you forgot it on the weekday, if you forgot the Saint Talamotar on the weekday in Mincha and then you daven Ma'ariv, then you should say Ma'ariv twice. Because in the second Ma'ariv, which is make up for Mincha, you're going to gain your Saint Talamotar. But if you remember on Lil Shabbos that you forgot the Saint Talamotar, Benkach, you're not going to mention the Saint Talamotar and Lel Shabbos, because Lel Shabbos is not included in the Mischa Tefillah. So there's no reason to daven twice. So, and that's therefore it's Talui in the Machlokas Rishonim. The Yotze Dei Sofek Tzorach Lachzor Lachzor L'Spalil Shenis B'Toyras Nedova. And therefore, you're davening the second time, you should do it, b'taras nedava, because you might not be chayiv. But you see, al kolponim, not like Reb Chaim, you see that it's not part and parcel of the nitzach habracha. If Saint Talamotar was part and parcel of the nitzach habracha, then you'd be chayiv b'chol mikra, even if it's the second time you're not going to say the Saint Talamotar lebracha, because the second time is Lel Shabbos. If it's chol, only if it's chol, then daven twice, because then you're going to gain the Saint Talamot Lebracha. But if it's Shabbos, then you shouldn't daven twice. Only do it the Teiras Nedova. Do the Teiras Nedova, then okay, and it's not that you're chayv not. But if it was part and parcel of the Nusach HaTefillah, and if you missed it in Mincha, you didn't daven Mincha, then of course you have to daven Ma'ariv twice. The Magen Avraham holds not. That if you miss it in Mincha and you're not going to say it in Ma'ariv, then you might not have to daven Ma'ariv twice. Not like Reb Chaim. And the Sefer Chesed L'Avram, in Tinyan and Simon Chof, he writes, "Bepshitus da b'talamotar, that the machzirin." So it's not because it's as if you didn't daven. Because even without Sheila Baskara, Yotze Dei Chobes HaTfila, but rather you have to daven again to be Yotze Dei Chobes HaSkara V'Sheila. be maskir geshem, to be shol geshem. So it's pashat that you're not mamashanam at beyashat tabu chacham. Your tefillah is a tefillah. You just lack the askara. So it's not like you didn't daven at all. And if davening again means that you're not going to fix it because in the next davening you're not going to have this askara, this shayla of geshem, so it's not going to help you. So don't daven again. Agav, the Chesed Lavrom is mechadesh that by tefillas ma'ariv, if you forgot for Saint Halamot, you're not machzir in Isai. You don't. He doesn't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason is because even though the Rif writes that even tefillas ma'ariv is rishus, nevertheless we accept it upon ourselves a chova. And if you make a mistake, you have to go back and start again. Nevertheless, it would appear that that's other toyos that are mevato kol tefillas. It's like you didn't daven. Make a mistake, it's like you didn't daven. You're mekabel on yourself. Daven ma'ariv, you have to daven again. And shenken, if you forgot the Saint Halamotar, which is you yotzei dechov, it's tefillas. Not like you didn't daven, so you don't have to daven again. Kiblu alayot to be techazer and daven again. However, the Magen Avraham, as is mitzayin the Chesed Lavram, Reish Lamed Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, it's mashma that his opinion is that machzir and I say af betfilas arvis. Okay, so this is gevaldik. We learn the beautiful shtickle tshuva in the Har Tzvi. I once heard a shir many years ago from a Gaon Rav Tzal Radinsky Shlita. And he was trying to give an example of a place where you'll find sweet svaras. And his example was the tshuvas of the Har Tzvi. It's definitely true. And it's gevaldik. So Baruch Hashem, zachinu l'mot ha-tshuva hazot v'hi ratzon sh'nezkeh od harbe l'mot mitorat ha-gaon ha-gadol v'tzvi Pesach Frantz. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.